statement of the a part of the statement of a White House press secretary tonight, presumably on behalf of the administration, simply says, "We will not negotiate the status of unlawful immigrants while Democrats hold our lawful citizens hostage over their reckless demands." That appropriately represents the White House view of where we are. And, Mr. President, what we've just witnessed on the floor was a cynical decision by Senate Democrats to shove aside millions of Americans for the sake of irresponsible political games. A government shutdown was 100% avoidable, completely avoidable. Now it is imminent, all because Senate Democrats chose to filibuster a non-controversial funding bill that contains nothing, not a thing they do not support. Nothing they do not support. Perhaps across the aisle, some of our Democratic colleagues are feeling proud of themselves, but what has their filibuster accomplished? What has it accomplished? The answer is simple. Their very own government shutdown. Shutdown effects on the American people will come as no surprise. All week, as we've sat on the floor and begged our colleagues to come to their senses, Senate Republicans have described exactly what this will mean. For America's men and women in uniform, shutting down the government means delayed pay. For the many thousands of civilian employees who support their missions, it means furloughs. And for the families of fallen heroes, it may well mean a freeze on survivor death benefits. For veterans who rely on our promise of care, shutting down the government means threatening their access to treatment. For so many Americans struggling with opioid addiction, the same is true. Thanks to the Democratic leader's decision to filibuster an extension of the state children's health insurance program, low-income families will slip closer to losing health coverage for their kids. And in many states, this is an emergency. I'm having trouble understanding which one of these outcomes my Democratic colleagues could possibly be proud of. Which one of them? I think our friends on the other side took some bad advice. Really bad advice. I'd hate to have to be trying to explain this myself. Ignored the governors, including seven Democrats who wrote Congress begging us, to extend SCHIP for 9 million children. They ignored the needs of millions of Americans who rely on the federal government for important services. They held all this hostage, all of it hostage, over the completely unrelated issue of illegal immigration. Republicans in the Senate have done all we can to continue the normal operations of the federal government and secure certainty for these SCHIP kids. We could pass it tonight. It would go to the president for signature. These kids would be okay. Well, we're going to continue to do all we can. We'll vote again, so the American people knows who stands for them. And when our friends across the aisle remember who it is they actually represent, we'll be ready to come together in a bipartisan discussion that will be necessary to clean up all of this mess. We've all been having private conversations here on the floor. Almost everybody on both sides doesn't understand how we ended up here, because most of this stuff we agree on. Well, there's only one reason we ended up here. The shoehorning of illegal immigration into this debate. Now, having said that, there is a lot of sympathy in this body for doing something about the DACA kids. It's not like nobody's interested in that. We've been talking about it for 3 months. But the one reason we are where we are is because we couldn't close out any of these other component parts because our friends on the other side said, you got to deal with this issue. This issue is the key to getting defense spending. This issue is the key to getting help for SCHIP kids, and on and on and on. I think most of the American people believe that shutting down the government over this issue, which doesn't even ripen until March, is irresponsible. And I've just listed all of the people who are going to be adversely impacted by this action. So we're going to keep on voting, and the government may be heading into shutdown, but the Senate's not shutting down. And we're open to talk and to resolve this. I don't think it makes the institution look very responsible. American people should expect better from us than this.